Recent statements made by Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga have many gay and lesbian activists concerned that the country's gains in civil rights could be erased. Speaking Sunday at a rally in Kenya's largest slum, Kibera, Mr. Odinga told supporters that none would be spared from laws in the new constitution which criminalize homosexual acts. The Prime Minister said that any Kenyan found engaging in homosexuality or lesbianism would be arrested and jailed. Engaging in homosexual acts is currently a crime in Kenya, punishable by up to 14 years in prison. Mr. Odinga's comments have provoked a measure of panic from Kenya's gay and lesbian community. Gay and Lesbian Coalition of Kenya board member Nguru Karugu said the comments could potentially drive Kenya's gay and lesbian communities underground.
The community will now fear and go back in. Fear to go testing, fear to go to health clinics, fear to get services, fear to go to the police, for fear of being arrested or being harassed. It was a major blow for some pretty good work that has been going on for the last few years.
Karugu said the coalition was asking for clarification of the statements made by the Prime Minister, which he described as out of left field. Gay and lesbian issues have been a relatively untouched subject in Kenyan politics during the tenure of President Mwai Kibaki. The Prime Minister has also had relatively little involvement in the issue. But the coalition said his comments were detrimental to the country's fight against HIV and AIDS. Kenya's National AIDS Control Council has recently moved to include gay and lesbian outreach in their fight against AIDS. In January, Prime Minister Odinga attended and helped launch the group's 2010 strategic plan, the first that promised to work with homosexuals and other high-risk groups. Clarifications from the Prime Minister's office have called the remarks off the cuff, saying they did not indicate a shift in government policy. Kenya's new Bill of Rights prohibits discrimination on any grounds, but Karugu believes many will take Mr. Odinga's words as sanctioning discrimination against homosexuals.
Not only are people in their neighborhoods now feeling that they can easily be attacked because the Prime Minister, who's definitely a very respected man in the country, said this, but healthcare workers who were before not sure whether they should deal with you or not may now choose not to.
During the past 2 years, a series of anti-homosexual legislation has swept through the region, leaving many fearful that Kenya could soon adopt stricter measures against homosexuality. In 2009, a bill criminalizing homosexuality in Burundi was signed into law by President Pierre Nkurunziza. The Rwandan parliament also considered a similar bill that was thrown out after the debate. In the same year, Uganda introduced a bill which would, in certain situations, impose the death penalty on people caught engaging in homosexual acts. The punishment of death was later removed due to international pressure, but the bill is still being considered by the Ugandan parliament. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.